call the April 24th, 2017 Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee to order. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. Could I have introductions, please, starting with the treasurer?
Ray Perrone, treasurer.
Michael Daly, former treasurer.
Fran Parks, Prudential Committee.
Dan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Eager, clerk.
Okay. Mrs. Hadley's not feeling well, so she won't be here this evening. First thing, any public comment? Seeing no public comment. First item on the agenda is the Cape Cod Municipal Health Care increase in copays and deductions. We need to approve this approve or accept, Mike? Accept?
You need to amend your plan.
Okay. We need to amend our plan that we provide our employees to show the increase in the deductibles and the copays per your handout. This is just so a formality so that we can inform the state that we've approved the increases. Any discussion?
And do we need a motion to?
Yeah, that's this one.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, we need a motion.
Okay, I make a motion that with respect to the Cape Cod Municipal Health Group, the plan design changes to become, as in this document, become effective the 1st of July, 2017.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved.
So now you just need to notice the participants.
Right.
That you've taken this action, and then we'll fund the article at the special district meeting. We'll talk about that.
Right.
But just notice them in the state. We're done.
And this is the copy that Tony needs to supply to them?
For the notice?
No, for the...
For the employees?
Yes.
This would work.
Okay.
I think they know.
Yeah, I know they know. So, all right. So we can review the warrant. Clerk, do you want to go through this, or do you want me to? Okay. First article is to see if the district will vote to accept the reports of the officers and the committees of the district as appointed. Second article is to see if the district will vote to set the annual salaries of the elected officials as follows: Prudential Committee members, members of the Board of Fire Commissioners, and members of the Board of Water Commissioners, $1,250 each yearly, moderator $250, and town collector $1,000. Article 3 is to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate or transfer an appropriate sum of $30,000 to establish the reserve fund as provided under Section 5C, Chapter 40 of the General Laws. Article 4 is for Finance Department. It's to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and or transfer and appropriate $74,870 for the labor and salaries of the district's finance department and $254,000.
Needs to be a comma there.
Where?
254, period. Should be 254, comma.
Right. $254,500 for the remaining expenses of the Prudential Committee to be apportioned approximately as follows: maintenance, zero; operating expenses, $254,500, and miscellaneous, zero, for a total of appropriation of $329,370. So we need a motion to for the Prudential Committee to recommend this to the voters.
Okay.
You can just say so moved.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye. I'm Jim. The one above, you're recommending 30 to the reserve fund?
Yes.
So are you going to vote each one?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Technically, the first two you want to
recommend
as
vote, as you go through them, you can vote them, and we can look at the book and kind of tie it
okay.
into that. So Article 1 is recommended.
Yep.
Article 2 is just a procedural that's recommended. Article 3 is going to be raised and appropriated, your motion.
Okay.
And as you look at your summary document, the wide legal size document, Article 4, Article 3 is raised and appropriate. So you see the...
Right, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to recommend raise and appropriate $30,000. Article 4 is all raise and appropriate. You just went through that and recommended as in the warrant. Article 5, I think you have a handout. You just voted the plan design change.
Right.
It's got the black bars on it. It's a document that rolled up out of the template that the Municipal Health Group provides. And basically, because you're using the expedited negotiations provision of Chapter 32B,
right.
you have followed the procedures to amend your plan as such. You just voted that. What this model is telling us is you're going to have to provide the employees 25% of the savings. So, for round purposes, it's being appropriated at
$3,000. Okay.
So, the statute says you can expedite negotiations and implement the changes that your provider imposed on you as long as you contribute at least 25% of the total savings towards mitigation of the employee cost. So the article you have on the warrant, number 5, is recommended at $300,000 to tie back to this cost estimate. And if you look at your control sheet, you're going to recommend that come from free cash. So that's going to be $30,000 recommended to be transferred from free cash.
Okay. So,
so I need a motion.
Which article are we talking about now? Three?
Article 5.
Article 5
is $3,000.
$3,000.
It's to mitigate the cost of the employee's insurance.
Increases.
Okay. And it's going to be funded from free cash.
Okay, so with Article number 5, we recommend that we vote to raise an appropriate and or transfer an appropriate sum of $3,000 to fund the health insurance negotiation mitigation. Is there anything else that
you're only going to transfer an appropriate?
Yeah.
Raising means taxes. Transferring is what you're doing. So the board's going to recommend transferring $3,000 from free cash to fund that article.
Okay, let me amend that. Okay, with Article number 5, the board, the Prudential Committee will recommend that we appropriate and or transfer and appropriate the sum of $3,000 to fund the health insurance negotiation mitigation. Did I get it right that time?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
We have another article that you're bringing forward, Article 6, which is on the warrant appropriately. And this is to finance a cost of service study. And this is also from free cash. So you'd be recommending transfer $25,000 from free cash for Article 6.
So I recommend that the Prudential Committee approve the transfer of $25,000 from free cash to fund a water system cost of service study.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. 7 is the fire budget. And the way you have it presented in your work paper, it's the way it's worked its way into this document.
Six line down, Article 7.
Right. Now, when you look on page 9 of your spreadsheet, your wide one, I'm sorry, that's water. Go back a couple more to fire.
Fire, right.
Fire's on 6.
It starts on 6.
If you look on 7, that rolls up the motion that you see in the warrant. So the salary and labor is 1,541,988, and then your other expenses total 324.50 approximately, as it says on page 7. So this article 7, as it sits on your warrant, is all raise and appropriate.
So Prudential Committee recommends Article 7, which is raise and appropriate 1,541,988 for labor and salaries of the district fire department, $320,450 for cap remaining expenses of the fire committee to be apportioned approximately as maintenance, $83,500, operating expenses, $235,950, miscellaneous, $1,000, for a total of $1,862,438.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Okay. Your Article 8, as in the warrant, is by request of the fire commissioners, and it is recommended to be funded out of free cash.
Yes.
Okay. With respect to Article number 8, Prudential Committee recommends that we transfer and appropriate the sum of $55,000 from free cash to replace the fire district's septic system.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. The next one, I've already spoken to the clerk. As you look at your warrant under Article 9,
mm-hmm.
it needs to be cleaned up. So the article is more going to read to see if the district will vote to rescind the action taken under, I believe it was Article 6 of 15, whatever that district meeting vote was. Because in that vote, the district voted to either trade in or sell outright the vehicle. So we already have a standing vote to dispose of it through those two processes.
Right.
This article would seek to cancel that vote and now vote to give it away. Right. So Charlie's got the language fixed.
Okay.
It's a costless appropriation. You don't raise an appropriation.
Right.
It isn't costless because if you dispose of it through sale,
it was getting money back.
If you give it away, there's no revenue, but there's nothing to spend at this meeting.
Okay.
So you would recommend, I guess, if you support it, to rescind the previous action and support this article, or you would recommend not to, whichever you choose.
I have a question. Do we have a value, or an estimated value of that truck?
I think you need to turn that on.
Rick Pisano, representing the Board of Fire Commissioners. When we bought the new truck, they were not interested in accepting the old truck for trade. We got an assessed value of approximately $5,000 in parts. It was not considered roadworthy for resale as a usable engine. That was the decision, or that influenced the decision to go ahead and dispose of it by donation.
Thank you. I think it's 6 1/2 dozen of the other. I think, I don't think it's not necessary that we recommend it or not recommend it, is it?
No,
I think I would prefer to just leave it up to the district voters.
Okay, but don't we have to make a motion to rescind the previous?
No, the motion is going to come forward on the article by the fire commissioners. They're the ones bringing it to the. You don't have to do anything except watch.
Okay.
So there will be no recommendation from the PRUCOM on your warrant document because Charlie's putting these into the document he's going to release. So there'd be no recommendation from PruCom on this.
Is there an organization that's ready to give you $5,000 for the truck? No. So?
No, there is not.
So we would have to effectively tear it apart ourselves and build it piece by piece to get a value of $5,000 out of the truck?
We'd have to find a salvage company would be willing to do it. And whether or not we got that full value would depend on
the market.
The market for
scrap.
Okay. Thank you.
Articles. Now we're in the water department articles.
Okay, Article 10.
So.
That's going to be on page 9 is your water motion. The 26 comports with the service connections. The 314-942 comports with the salary. The 28500 comports with the other expenses. It's allocated approximately as it shows, and it totals right. So this would all be raised and appropriate.
Okay. Article 10, I make I'm not sure. Article 10 is to see if the district will vote and raise an appropriate or transfer an appropriate $26,000 for the water department for service connections, $314,942 for labor and salaries of the water department, and $280,500 for the remaining expenses of the water department to be apportioned approximately as $78,000 for maintenance, $198,500 for operations, $400,000 for miscellaneous expenses for a total of $621,442. And I'm not going to vote to recommend this because I don't agree with the salaries.
Yes, we have a difference of opinion here because I would recommend it. I think that the difference in the salaries is negligible. We're losing, the water department is losing approximately a person a year, a person that we've invested cash of $1,000 that I have my understanding in training, plus indirect costs of the supervisor and other employees having to OJT that person after they're trained, and then we lose them because, again, my understanding is our salary levels are not compatible with the surrounding communities. The $1,700 is more than offset by the cost of retraining somebody, both direct actual cost of training them and indirect cost of people having to handhold the person until they're up to speed. So, I would recommend the article. So where do we go from here? Because Lori's not here to be a tiebreaker.
So I don't know. It's not just the $1,700. It's in their salary, I believe, more for health insurance than other fire departments or other towns or districts do, 75-25, where a lot of them are 50-50. And the retirement benefits and, coverage for overtime, for vacation time. So, I really think that we should try our best to stay at 2.5%, stay below 2.5%. And last year they all got very generous raises. And I can't, in all good conscience, give them another 3% raise this year.
I hear you.
So
the board has mooted out on this one. The water commissioner will recommend their article, bring it forward. We did expand a little bit down below. If you look at that page 9, we've at least shown operations, capital, and debt, and how it influences the recap sheet or the tax rate setting process. So below the boxed-in motion portion of that worksheet, you can see that operations are up 4.25%, benefits are up 26.5%, retirement, payroll, taxes, workers' comp costs are up another 4.5%. There is no cash capital outlay again this year, and that $500,000 won't hit the budget until next year when it hits debt. This debt's up another 3%. So the total water department expenditures are up, and this isn't total because we don't split hairs like on insurance and so forth. There's still a few things you could load in, but it's a pretty good indicator of what it's costing you to push that department through the year. Water revenue is down. It's a question of how down. They've taken the lease arrangement for the tank that's being demolished and sort of modified the relationship of them formerly being the landlord to trying to get a independent tower contractor to put a tower on their land and then get all the revenue that is currently coming into the department. So it's probably going to drop two-thirds. The slower they go, which is their style, the better off the district is because they get the full rents on the antenna. So we're experiencing more like almost a 4.25% levy increase this year because we had it down below and around 2.25, 2.5, but we had to strip out water revenue, so it's pushed up the dependency on taxes. And what this little analysis shows you at the bottom of page 9 is that the tax burden for fiscal 18 is somewhat north of 53% of the cost of the water operation. So we had kind of pushed it down over the past couple of years, but it's creep back up, and those benefit increases this year, when we get to your benefits budget, you're going to see it's up about a third. And that's with a modified plan that we just reduced, and it doesn't even include the $3,000 we're going to give on top of that. But these employees, this water department, you can see that the benefits is just skyrocketing. Back in 15, you still actually had elected officials on the benefit plan. Mm-hmm. So it was 75 with at least one official probably grabbing about $20,000 worth of benefits. Once they left, it dropped to 43, it grew to 58, now it's up to 73. So that gives you at least a visual. Your cost of service study will help you figure out how much you should be levying to the taxpayers for water enterprise because they should pay for the cost of fire services in their fire suppression system. But at some point you'll have a better understanding now of what each component of the delivery system costs so you can properly charge for the product that they're buying. So water is going to go to the meeting with no recommendation from the board. The Article 11, it will suffice the way it's written. I've told the treasurer that he should probably see if he can get bond counsel to write a better article.
Okay.
If that works for you, Charlie, he'll give you one. If not, this is okay. It's not going to be raised and appropriate. It's going to be
bond.
Authorized debt to the tune of $500,000. So the article will work. You may see a quick change if you can get something drafted. If not, this will be okay. So Article 11, you're going to recommend?
Okay. Article 11 is to see if the district will bond, if the new language holds, $500,000 for water systems upgrade. Does the Prudential Committee want to recommend this?
Okay. What does this have anything to do with the it's just some confusing numbers. There's a $500,000 grant that we're getting from New York.
It's got nothing to do with that. That's history. This is future. You're authorizing $500,000 of debt to fix pump stations and
that's where they were talking about raising it. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
That's going to be debt. So we're just going to authorize $500,000 worth of debt. That'll hit your budget at some point. Article 12 is your public buildings.
Right.
And if you look on page 10, you'll see the motion box then down at the bottom. Your warrant article supports with those totals. So if you're going to recommend it, it's fine the way it's written in the warrant. And that's all raised and appropriate.
Okay. Article 12, see if the district will vote to raise an appropriate and or transfer an appropriate $4,700 for labor and salaries for the district buildings maintenance department, $17,460 for the remaining expenses of the Prudential Committee to be apportioned approximately as follows, maintenance $11,850, operating expenses $5,510, miscellaneous $100, for a total appropriation of $22,160. So this is going to be approved by the Prudential Committee. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And in your public buildings group, you have two articles. 13 is to do a space needs analysis, and that's funded at $25,000, and that would be from free cash.
Does the Prudential Committee recommend Article 13 to see if the district will vote to raise an appropriate and or transfer an appropriate $25,000 for a space needs review for the Catuit Fire District?
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Article 14, to see if, does the Prudential Committee recommend to see if the district will vote to raise an appropriate and or transfer an appropriate $25,000 for, I think it needs a four, for demolition of the district's building located at 56 High Street?
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye. And those are both transferred from free cash.
So Article 14, and or transfer inappropriate $25,000 to for demolition?
Right. Yeah.
So you need to add four. Okay.
You see that, Charlie?
Yep.
Excuse me.
So we're on to
15. District lights.
15 is a straight appropriation for street lights, and that's going to be raised and appropriate.
Does the Prudential Committee approve to see if the district will vote to raise an appropriate and or transfer an appropriate $10,400 to maintain the street lights of the district?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Article 16.
Raise and appropriate.
Does the Prudential Committee wish to recommend to see if the district will vote to raise an appropriate and or transfer an appropriate $20,225 to support the maintenance of the Catuit Library?
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Library's done. Debt budget. Straightforward, it's raised and appropriate. You have the detail on page 13.
I just have a question about the two water notes. Those are good until next June. Is that correct?
They due April, I think.
April?
All the notes are maturing in April.
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay. Does the Prudential Committee wish to recommend Article 17 to see if the district will vote to raise an appropriate and or transfer an appropriate $421,182 for payment of principal and interest?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So this
is. And then page 14 is the same with your. This one has multiple sources. So if you look at page 14, the health insurance is going up. Just shy of 33%. The life insurance is going up 27%. Dental insurance is up about 7.5%. The retirement board has increased your assessment by just under 15%. And your own contribution to the OPEB trust fund, in keeping with the policy that's been maturing here, is that for every dollar you take out, you put in two.
Yeah.
So that all presents itself there. Total budget's up just shy of 33%. The funding mechanism is the 299,200 funding into the OPEB trust fund is going to come from free cash. The 149,600 cost of OPEB benefits is going to come from the trust fund to the general fund. So you're going to net about a $150,000 contribution into the trust fund. And then you're going to raise and appropriate the 610,160 there. So it's a motion to use free cash, use OPEB trust monies, and those are both transfers, and then raise and appropriate. And if that's your recommendation, then we'll write a motion that does that.
You know? Okay.
So you'd be recommending two transfers and raise and appropriate. So moved.
So moved. Is there a second?
I hear a second on that.
All those in favor? Aye.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Do we have, well, at the end of this, we're going to have an idea. I know we have a lot of free cash. So just
yeah, I've got the work paper for you. We'll go through it.
So who knows what's going
to
be.
Once you're done with this, yeah, we've got the paper. We'll give it to you. We won't let you leave without it.
Yeah.
So we're on 19?
19.
Okay. So that's to put money into the stabilization, and historically you put 25 in. It's from free cash.
Right. Does the Prudential Committee recommend to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and transfer an appropriate sum of $25,000 for the stabilization fund as provided under Section 5B, Chapter 40 of the General Laws?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So that's your fiscal 18 work. This next article, 20, is it's really a costless article in that when you started down the trail, and we're actually only going to amend Article 4, I believe, of the 17 annual district meeting. So it says to amend fiscal 207 budget, we're going to amend Article 4 of the 217, the 216 ADM. And that's the finance budget. And at the time, you thought you were going to hire a person and not have a consultant.
Right.
And you loaded up the salary and wages. So the salary budget's heavy and the expense budget is light. And the other problem with all of the continuous delays on the water projects, the debt has been hammered, and the cost of issuance, particularly since Cape Cod 5 stopped doing it for us, has sort of taken off on us this year. So those two lines in the expense side of the department budget are stressed. So the motion will be to move salary money down and then to take from the reserve fund some additional funds to buoy up the salary and the non-salary section of
okay.
this budget. So that will be $45,000, which will come from two other budgets, one budget to another, one line item to another. We'll draft that motion. So if you're supporting that, then so moved. And
okay.
We'll write that.
Second. All in favor?
It's going to be transfer from available funds, total $45,000. So it's just moving within the budget. It has no impact on the tax levy. And then your Article 21, you can do what you want with that. That's the last of the...
You know, I don't, since the water district has its own enabling legislation, I'm not sure that this is not in conflict with that.
Oh, there's all kinds of problems with this, but it's a petition article, so you've got to put it on.
Right.
Hopefully the district will defeat it and it will go away.
Yeah, Mark Boudreaux indicated there was some he had a lot of problems with it.
It's fraught. It's fraught with problems. I mean, you don't have boards to then tell them you can do this, but you got to come back to a meeting to do that. Either you have the boards or you don't. You know, it's ridiculous. It's micromanagement at its worst.
I didn't see the bylaw change.
There aren't any on this warrant. That's why I was surprised, because Laurie seemed to indicate there were going to be a couple of them.
There was a proposed bylaw change to for notification for all meetings to be 2 weeks.
It can be added. You're not closing the warrants. You can vote it again. You don't need to publish it until a week, 2 weeks before the district meeting. So if there's missing articles, then you just need to come up.
That's definitely missing because we need to clean that up. So. Oh, okay. I'll let her know.
Do you have one for him?
No, I don't. I just know that.
Well, it's on your agenda. Is it coming from the next party on the Policy Advisory Committee?
No, that's different.
Okay. Oh, it's the Bylaw Committee.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bylaw committee.
So we'll try to get you a cleaner debt article if we can. We're going to touch base with Peter quick. And if you need that, you got to add that bylaw change. But, and then you've got the language changes I gave you.
Yep.
So are you going to have another meeting to finish up the district meeting before your monthly meeting next month?
We probably should.
Probably just to put any finishing touches. The Article 20, I don't think you actually took a vote to recommend that. If you were human.
Yeah. Well.
That's the fixing of the Article 4, 17.
I thought we did.
So that's going to be a it's a transfer of 20 and 25. It's a total of 45.
Okay. 45, yeah.
And so your vote would be to recommend the 45 transfer.
Will we do Article 20? Does the Prudential Committee recommend to see if the district will vote to amend the fiscal year's 2017 budget to incorporate a reallocation of expenditures among the articles for a total of $45,000 transferred from available funds?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
So if you have another meeting, Charlie can bring in the final product. You can look at it one last time.
Yeah.
OTOF, approve it, and then you can post it.
So.
Article 3, I don't think, was it recommended?
3, they did. I think they went back and did it.
No, they went to 5.
But I think I made them go back to 3, but do 3 again for Charlie.
Okay. Article 3, will the Prudential Committee recommend to see if the district will vote to raise an appropriate or transfer an appropriate the sum of $30,000 to establish the reserve fund as provided under Section 5C, Chapter 40 of the General Laws?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Yeah, we did do that.
So now I think everything in this document has been recommended or amended, but the final document needs another bylaw change and maybe a couple of tweaks on the language. And we just need to meet again so that he can get it advertised more than 14 days prior
right.
to the meeting.
Right.
Good job, thank you.
Thank you. Stan, do you want to do the Policy Advisory Committee report? Okay.
Stan? Do you see this in your pile?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the question you had earlier that I promised you we'd go through it.
Yeah, that's where I got the $700,000 from.
Mm-hmm.
$729,000 was like $728,000.
Yeah. So let me just kind of set the stage for you. As of recent dates, depending on the latest statement, the OPEB Trust Fund is currently sitting at about $386,000. There'll be some modest income, maybe some good income, depends. It's fairly substantially invested, but we're forecasting a little bit of income. You're going to take $149,600 out of it to fund the OPEB portion of the health budget, and you're going to put $299,200 in. So as of 1 July, the start of the new fiscal year, that fund should be something north of $537,000.
The income, that's the organization.
PARS.
PARS, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But we haven't fully invested. We've held back some cash over time because we wanted to sort of wade in slower than lump sum. So I've told them go ahead, put the rest in and load in this appropriation this year as well. The market's been doing well and the performance is well, but we're not forecasting what we've been seeing. We're forecasting basically nothing. The stabilization fund is at about 93.5, small amount of income. You're going to fund another 25. So you're going to be something south of 120 on July 1. And OPEB isn't really available for anything. OPEB is really just available for that, but it's important to keep your eye on it.
Stabilization fund.
Stabilization is for any lawful purpose.
Yeah, and that's what we used for the fire trucks.
We did, so it drained down pretty low. But it's your only rainy day fund that you maintain, so you're in a rebuild mode. And at some point, you probably want to think about putting a little more than 25 in. Overlay surplus is what happens when you convert allowance for abatements and exemptions into working surplus. And we don't have any of that, and we're not proposing any of that right now. And then your certified free cash, that's your primary source of equity, disposable equity, if you will. It was certified at 728, called 729. This district meeting, based on the votes you just took, is looking to draw down about 457 and change, which will leave you about 271.
So that's $457,000 less in taxes, I think.
Correct. You're funding basically your appropriation to your OPEB trust fund and all of your capital. So basically you're using non-recurring uses of that because it's not necessarily a recurring source of funds.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So what we're sort of predicting is that you'll close your books with about $270,000 of free cash left over. And if you have any reasonable performance, both favorable on the revenue side and the expenditure side, you'll tend to close in another couple, $300,000-$400,000 and bring that back up. If you put $400,000 in, you'll be back up at $675,000 when you certify again to go at next year. Your operating budget pared down is about $3.9 million, and between your stabilization and your free cash, which are available for emergency purposes, you've got just shy of 10% of your operating budget stashed away in reserve. So ideally, you would have 2 months, which would be about 16.5%. You did drain down that stabilization fund, so you're a little on the light side. It'll keep coming up as time goes on. But you're certainly in a good position coming out of this year with these votes to be able to do more spending next year if you totally spend out everything and just break even on revenue. So,
I just asked a question. So my experience in personal finances, I normally recommend that people have 6 months. So 2 months is normal in some municipal part of...
For cash flow purposes.
Cash flow, okay.
We're not... If you want to build up your equity like you're trying to convince a person to have for their own purposes, it's a lot different. You aren't at risk for tax revenue. If I lose my job, I need to have 6 months. You're not going to go out of the tax business. So it's a totally different set of driving circumstances. GFOA, the United States and Canada have an association called Government Finance Officers Association of U.S. and Canada. They recommend 2 months of fund equity. And you've got more than that because a month is 8.25.
Okay.
So you'd be at 16.5 with 2 full months for your cash flow. So if something happens in the town can't get the tax bills out and your cash flow slows down, then these surplus funds allow you to continue to meet your obligations because you have that cash on hand. That's mainly what we're looking for, is to make sure you don't run out of cash.
Okay.
So you're in good shape. You're not in austere shape, but you're moving back up to where you were. If you looked at this from last year, you were better positioned before we drew down that half.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So that now you can move to policy.
Thanks.
Okay. We're back to the policy advisory committee.
Yes.
Okay. So, policy advisory committee, you know, met several times over the past 9 months, and if you turn to the second page, these are the recommendations that the policy advisory committee came up with. We also try to attach some importance to it, high, medium, and low. And I just thought that some this is something that we really need to look at and discuss. And I'm not sure that this is the right time or place to do that at the moment. But we can look at it and figure out what are the heavy hitters. I mean, some of the things like combining the committee members into five committee members, you know, requires understanding what the Enabling Act is, going to the general court, the pluses and minuses. So those, that's a long-term...
It's a complex process.
Yeah. Any comments, any initial gut-level comments, or...?
I think number three, I think the Civic Association has that pretty well covered. They have someone dedicated to seeing that the police are properly patrolling the town.
Yeah, I got one of the things I did was I talked to, at the very beginning of the process, I talked to Jessica. So a couple of these are things that she's gotten some input from the town on, from the people in the district at the town, and they're included. That was one of them that somebody had suggested to her. I'm not sure if it was one person or 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I know the Civic Association routinely, you know.
Have somebody from the Policy Advisory Committee, it looks like she just wants to make a comment. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
I'm Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. I'm also a member of the Policy Advisory Committee. Since there are two articles on the warrant regarding item line number six, the property at 56 High Street, I would like your committee to maybe have some discussion regarding that line item prior to the district meeting, because we do have some concerns.
What are your concerns?
I just want to know what that $25,000 is for in the warrant. I know the demolishing of the property, that's pretty clear. But the other, the study, what that study is, because I know we had already appropriated money earlier for that.
No, we didn't. We haven't. We haven't appropriated it. We appropriated money to have a survey of the building, structural review. But that's all we appropriated for. This is to see, you know, the size of the building, get an architect involved.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify more what that was for. And the other thing is how we are funding that property, because originally we had, how are we paying for it? That was my concern.
It's all paid for.
But how did that happen? Because it hasn't been discussed.
We had a bond through debt.
Okay.
So the building's all paid for. We own it.
Okay, but that bond went more than the time.
No, it was never bonded. It was done through a note.
Oh, okay, through a note.
Through a note, okay.
So it's paid for. We own it. So, you know, I think this would probably be appropriate to maybe put on our after the annual meeting and when we have a new member.
I agree with you there.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you. The next is we need to review some notes that we voted on.
When I spoke at the last meeting and asked for authorization for new notes, I gave the net amount of $166,000 rather than the $496,000, which was the gross amount of the notes. And I would like to have the commission approve the gross amount. There's no difference in the amount of money that we borrowed or spent, but technically I should have always given you the gross amount, not the net amount.
Okay. So, and these were the notes that were rolled over?
That's correct.
You don't have to have them rolled.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, all right.
There's
no problem.
Okay. All right. Excuse me. So did you have a chance to see the that's from them?
I read both the minutes.
Okay. All right. So can I have a motion to approve the minutes of the March 27th Prudential Committee meeting and the April 4th Prudential Committee meeting?
So moved.
So is there a second? I second it. All those in favor?
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. Freedom Hall. Sorry. I crossed that out. I'm going to schedule that for our next meeting because Mrs. Hadley isn't here. So. So we're adjourned.
Chicken soup.
Yeah.